Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. Raw and unfiltered with America's favorite conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it is a busy day today. Oh my gosh, there is so much going on. I say this almost every day when I open the show. I can't cram it all in. But today is probably the busiest day I've ever seen. First of all, the biggest news in the nation right now is Las Vegas related. Here I am in Las Vegas, the Root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas. And we've got a Vegas mass stabbing. Not only were, and there are different reports about how many people were stabbed, somewhere between 5 and 8 people were stabbed. The latest update I saw is 8 stabbed, 2 dead, 3 in critical condition, and 4 of those stabbed are Vegas showgirls, 2 of them dead. The story at the moment appears to be, it happened right outside the Wynn Resort and Casino. And showgirls are on the Vegas Strip offering to take pictures. And you give them like a tip, you know, you give them like $5 or $10 or $20. And they take a picture with the tourists and you send it home. And it's the quintessential Vegas picture, right? It's either the Vegas sign or the Vegas showgirls in front of the hotel. And the girls stand on the street and in their showgirl outfits, they take a picture with you. And some guy was acting weird and came up to them. And they turned him down for a picture. And he pulled out a big knife, I guess a machete, and started stabbing. And 4 showgirls stabbed, and evidently 2 of them killed. I must tell you that since COVID, and I don't know what the connection is, I don't know, it's like COVID was brought here by the devil, and ever since then, the devil's in control of the United States of America. Not Vegas, I mean, the whole damn country. Since COVID, I must tell you, the country is off its axis, and there are a lot of bad things happening, and Vegas is a microcosm of the country, and I've noticed that since COVID, the audience changed dramatically in Las Vegas. From almost the moment that the Strip reopened after being closed for 2.5 months. Can you imagine? The Vegas Strip was closed by our moron governor, Steve Sisolak, who's a sissy, just a total moron, afraid of a germ, and he closed the entire Vegas Strip for 2.5 months. And when it reopened, the crowd that came were the biggest bunch of thugs, drug dealers, losers I've ever seen in my entire life. Disgusting thugs and lowlives everywhere. And homeless people everywhere, and bums everywhere, crazy people screaming and yelling and ranting, and then low-class young people from California riding little motor scooters threatening to run you over on the Vegas Strip. Never saw crowds like this in Vegas in my entire life, and I lived here 20 years, and I went to the Vegas Strip every week for 20 years before that, so I've been coming to Vegas for almost 40 years and living here combined, and I never have seen the low-class, disgusting, criminal element that's hanging out on the Vegas Strip until after the reopening of Vegas from COVID. And ever since then, the Vegas Strip is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And I don't even go there anymore. I live in Vegas. I don't even go there. Other than conventions where I'm the speaker, I don't even go near the Strip anymore. And at night, I would never go near the Strip. All I do, if I have an important meeting and it happens to be on the Strip, I just valet park my car, walk inside, the valet takes care of it. I give him a 20. He leaves the car outside. I come back out again after my dinner. Car's waiting for me. I drive straight home. I'm really never, ever again since COVID on the Vegas Strip. I never walk on the Vegas Strip. From things I hear from friends and fans, the Vegas Strip is gone from one of the most exciting, wonderful places in America with your eyes wide open. Oh, my God, it's the Vegas Strip. It's the neon signs. It's the big buildings. It's the Bellagio Lake. And now it's like, oh, my God, there's homeless people shooting up heroin in the corner. Oh, my God, there's a guy sound asleep but looks like he's dead. He's bleeding on the Strip. It's now the most disgusting thing in the world. And on the pedestrian bridges that hop, skip, you know, across the Vegas Strip, so you go from one side of the Strip to the other at major corners like Tropicana and Flamingo. You take your life in your hands going on the pedestrian bridges at night because there's nothing but homeless people and bums and drug dealers offering to sell you pot or cocaine or fentanyl on those bridges. And if you turn them down, they get mad and they want to stab you. There's been so many stabbings and so many shootings. I mean, Vegas is just not anything like it used to be in the old Rat Pack days, where there really was never any crime. I got here, I always prided myself and said, Vegas never had crime on the Strip. They made sure, because of tourism, that the Strip was the most safe place you could ever be. And I don't know what the hell has happened, but the Strip, you take your life in your hands when you walk on the Vegas Strip now. And this stabbing, this mass stabbing occurred in broad daylight, and there's now 2 showgirls dead and 4 showgirls stabbed in total. And it's a microcosm. It has nothing to do with me living here in Vegas. This story is the lead story all over America because, of course, everybody loves Vegas and everybody thinks about Vegas, and the word Vegas elicits all kind of amazing things in people's imagination. And so it's a big story. You know, I think 8 people stabbed in the middle of Peoria would mean nothing, but 8 people stabbed in Las Vegas on the Strip, that's the biggest story in the nation. But I think it's the biggest story. I missed that, Chris. What was that? In broad daylight. Well, in broad daylight, it's unusual, but that's not why it's a big story. The reason it's a big story is because it's Vegas, and it's showgirls. But it's a big story to me because it's a microcosm of what's happening everywhere in America. The dogs of hell have been unleashed in America. It started with BLM. That was really the start. Was COVID, the COVID germ and lockdowns, and then Black Lives Matter ruined the whole country and destroyed all the big cities, and you saw nothing but looting and burning and stabbing and murdering. And picking clean, you know, because I'm black, because things are bad for me because I'm black, I'm going to steal 3 TV sets and a pair of sneakers to even it out. Somehow I don't think those 2 things go together. I don't think if you really feel America's bad or you feel like cops shoot black people too easily, I don't think that entitles you to steal a television set. Somehow those 2 don't go together. It kind of defeats the purpose of your argument. Black Lives Matter is just a massive scam, a communist scam, to steal money and to rob stores and to burn stores and to loot stores. That's all it was, a cover story. And since then, all hell's broken loose, and cities all over America are just filled with scum and homeless people and drug addicts and people pooping and peeing in the middle of the street and shooting up drugs, leaving their needle in the middle of the street. And Vegas has gone bad. The whole Vegas Strip is a dump now, just a giant dump. It's really embarrassing. What an embarrassing. You have an audio to play right now, Chris? Go ahead, shoot. Go.
This guy came, ran up, and started stabbing this lady in front of me, and she ran around the escalators, and then she collapsed up under the bridge, and her girlfriend was trying to help her.
That was it? That's the whole thing? All right, well, yeah, that guy sounded like he was a homeless bum, too. I mean, come on, you could tell what a person sounds like. That guy sounded like a homeless bum with no teeth. I mean, what is going on in this country? I mean, that's not the Vegas Strip. The Vegas Strip isn't supposed to be homeless bums with no teeth and drug dealers selling drugs and people riding in little scooters threatening to run you over in the middle of the street because they're reckless young people and thugs everywhere with their pants hanging down to their ankles. When did Vegas become that? Well, right after COVID. I swear to you, I've never been the most religious person in the world. I'm not a Bible thumper. I swear to you, I believe the entire world at this moment is dominated by the devil. I swear to you, I think since the moment COVID came, the devil has been rampaging all around the world, all around the United States, all around Vegas, all around everywhere. And sure enough, UK Daily Mail story, U.S. murder rates rose by 4.3% with 22,900 killed in 2021. And you know it's worse in 2022. But those stats do not include New York and L.A. the sub-headline is, what have you got to hide? L.A. and New York City refused to hand over crime stats to the FBI for national figures as murder rises by 4.3% and rape by 3.9%. Well, you know that a large portion of all the rapes and murders in America occurred in New York and L.A. So if that's the figure without New York and L.A., you know the number is dramatically, dramatically higher. This is going on everywhere. It has nothing to do with Vegas. It's happening everywhere. And I was going to say the police can't do a damn thing about it for two reasons. Number one, because Democrats have demonized the police. So many cops have retired that there aren't enough cops. And the ones who are there are scared to death to do their job, that they'll go to jail if they do their job right and someone has a camera and they beat the crap out of a low-life thug piece of garbage, which is what they ought to do. Sometimes you just need a cop to beat the crap out of somebody, to teach them a lesson, who's trying to rape a woman, or he's pulling out his you-know-what in the middle of a crowd to show it to women, you know, or he's drunk and screaming epithets in the middle of a crowd in Vegas. Sometimes you just need a cop to teach them a lesson. Well, guess what? Cops go to jail for that now. Cops do their job and do the right thing, and they go to jail. They wind up in prison, and a cop in prison is going to get killed. So, you know, nobody wants to be a cop anymore. You can't find cops. You can't even recruit anyone to be a cop anymore. And the ones who are there are scared to do their job, and very few are there anymore. So for all of those reasons, starting with BLM and defund the police, this nation is a criminal cesspool. And by the way, one more Vegas story for my national audience, because what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It's a sign of what's happening all over the country. Marijuana sales dramatically down in Las Vegas, Clark County, and in the state of Nevada. Down $37 million in Clark County alone, which is telling you we're already in a recession, and we're on the verge of an economic collapse and a Biden Great Depression. If they're not buying marijuana anymore, because they're out of money. Inflation is that bad. And have you seen gas lately? My God, gas is back to $6 a gallon in Las Vegas. In California, it must be $8 a gallon. We're close to it. 2 days ago, it was $7.25. Must be close to $8 a gallon now in Los Angeles. But marijuana sales down. I'm telling you, this is the big one. Hell's freezing over. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You know how much I believe in vitamins. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was one of President Trump's health advisors and works to develop natural solutions to the situations we're dealing with around the world. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy and maintain regularity. That is why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut to help eliminate gas, constipation, and bloating. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body, change your life. Get a 15% discount with a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Visit globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 15% off. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The roots on fire, and man, is this country on fire. Can you imagine 8 people stabbed in broad daylight on the Vegas Strip? 4 of them showgirls taking photos with tourists, 2 of them dead. Very sad state of affairs. Crime rampaging across this country. The devil is in control of this country. The devil's in control of the Democrat Party. I'm telling you, it's the party of Satan. They have lit this country on fire. They have destroyed this country. They've destroyed this world. First with COVID, then with Black Lives Matter, then with COVID vaccine mandates. Now shoplifting and thuggery and armed robbery everywhere in this country. Murder, rape, illegals coming in by the millions. This country is in a mess. Can you imagine if they had not stolen the election? Can you imagine if Trump was still the president of the United States? How great things would be, how different things would be. That's my new commentary for my show on Saturday, my Real America's Voice TV show on Saturday. What if Trump was still president? How different would the country be? And I'm writing that to celebrate Donald J. Trump being my guest on Saturday on my new TV show on Real America's Voice TV network. So check it out. Just go to Real America's Voice. RealAmericasVoice.com. It'll give you all the ways to find the show on TV or just watch it on RealAmericasVoice.com. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And with things as bad as they are, I'm telling you, you got to buy gold. Central bankers buying gold all over the world. Central banks add gold for the fifth straight month so far this year. Central banks have added over 800 tons of gold to their holdings. And Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it very easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So call Goldgate Capital toll free at 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Who doesn't want $15,000 in free silver? The one thing you can count on to protect what you've worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Call Goldgate Capital now. Toll free 855-770-GOLD or goldgatecapital.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Up to $15,000 in free gold. Some other big news. I told you lots of news. Lots of news. A calculated CDC data dump. As in the Center for Disease Control, data dump shows 88 million people had an adverse event from the vaccine in the United States alone, and 20.2 million needed medical care after the vaccine. And I'm telling you, all the people I've had on my show who are experts on this VAERS list and what's happening to this country say that there are at least 3 and maybe as many as 5 million Americans now disabled that are added to the disabled rolls in the United States of America. So we have to pay for them for the rest of all time. What happens when a number becomes 10 million and then 20 million and then 30 million and 40 million and 50 million? What happens when there's 100 million Americans disabled? What's going to happen when there's 20 million dead? Who's going to take care of all their children that are orphans? This vaccine is a killer. It's a killer. We'll have Ben Armstrong on our show at the top of the second hour, 7 o'clock East, 4 o'clock West. Ben will be talking about these 88 million adverse events that were hidden from the public by the CDC. Other big news, Biden scolds MAGA Republicans after the Fifth Circuit Court strikes down DACA and orders no new applicants. I love it. I love it. Former Secretary of State Chris Kobach, he's a great one, and he's been on the in the news lately talking about this DACA policy and how it violates federal law. And Biden went wild after he heard the federal court said you can't do it. No more DACA. President calls the decision unlawful and urged Congress to make permanent protections to help more than 600,000 immigrants protected under DACA. He blamed MAGA Republicans, as he always does. Look, it's time to end illegal immigration in this country. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely a disgrace. It's the same Joe Biden, by the way, who just today, more big news, just pardoned all federal marijuana offenses. That's thousands of people that he expects to now go vote Democrat right in front of the midterms. All marijuana offenses have been pardoned. Also, just in, never Trump Republican U.S. Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, is resigning his U.S. Senate seat to become, I believe, the dean or the president of Florida University. So, one more never Trump are gone. He'll be replaced by whoever the governor, the Republican governor of Nebraska names. But he's a rhino, never Trumper. See you later. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, Ben Sasse. Lots of news. Oh, there's so much more I haven't even gotten to yet. When we get back, I've got guests. Guests coming up. I told you Ben Armstrong. We got Mark Mix talking about the radical Democrat agenda that will force millions of Americans into unions. Lots of good stuff coming up next. Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot at gmail.com is my email. WayneRoot at gmail.com. Love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Department of Labor says claims for the week ending October 1st were at 219,000. It's an increase of 29,000 from the previous week. Those convicted of simple possession of marijuana are being pardoned by President Biden.
No one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. And criminal records for marijuana possession have led to needless barriers to employment, to housing, to educational opportunities.
The president's action applies to everybody who has a conviction on that charge at the federal level. According to the U.S. Sentencing Commission, only 92 people were sentenced for marijuana possession in the federal system in 2017. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 346 points to close at 29,926. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You know, one of my good friends, one of the brightest guys in the country, he knows exactly what's going on. He sees what's going on with the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and all the problems. And he sent me an email in the break, and he said, "How you doing?" And I said, "I'm doing fine, but I'm just sick to my stomach seeing what's happened to America." And here's his answer. "Given what my contacts are telling me, it's going to get much, much worse. No matter which party wins the midterms, the bankster frauds will use those results as an excuse to crash the economy. And from there, it all flushes down the toilet. Make sure you have access to water and clean food. We just have to stay strong and hold the line the best we can, because we're going to be needed to rebuild this place after the fall." Sounds crazy, but that's exactly what I'm hearing and seeing. And I agree. I think we're headed for a giant fall, a giant collapse, and America will have to be rebuilt. And there will be some of us that will help in the rebuilding and help make it a great country again. But right now, it is not a great country. The communists in charge of this country have destroyed this country. It's amazing. For this show, Amio Life, one of my favorite companies, Amio Life, joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and natural silver mouthwash and silver gel on my face each night. Silver lozenges all throughout my show to keep my voice alive, all part of my daily wellness routine. And I've talked about the fact that this is the answer to inflation, because they're offering our listeners a huge discount. I've been talking about the 30% discount they offer on all their products. Well, guess what? They raised it to 50%, a special 50% discount, 50, on their entire product line. If you say Root 50 for Wayne Allyn Root, visit AmioLife.com. AmioLife.com. Use the promo code Root 50 to save 50%. We all need their alkaline structured silver solution and all their other silver products to keep us safe and healthy and strong and our immune system bulletproof. Root 50. AmioLife.com, Root 50, or call them at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Say Root 50 and get 50% off. All right, speaking about the collapse of America and what's happening and the job that Biden and his handlers, certainly not Biden, he's brain dead, but the fact that he's got communist handlers behind him who are trying to destroy this country, I got the perfect guest to opine on that. His name is Mark Mix. He's the president of the National Right to Work Committee, a 2.8 million member public policy organization, and there are some terrible things on the ballot come this November, come a month from now. Now, Mark, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Wayne, it's good to be on with you. And boy, it is a very interesting time and one that we have to pay attention and people have to be involved if we're going to have any hope of saving the country. You're exactly right.
I know. And, what I think is if we win the midterms, I want to get your reaction to what I'm about to say. I tell my listeners every day, I only give them honesty on this show, and I think that's why it's exploded. And I've got, you know, such a popular show and 2 TV shows and a big announcement next week about a big podcast, a video podcast. All of it's because I tell the truth. So my truth is, as long as the election is not completely rigged, or they don't suspend the election due to, you know, martial law and World War III, I think we win big in the midterms. But even if we win big, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference, because you can't do anything for 2 years. All you can do is block Biden, but you can't do anything to actually pass something good to help the economy or help America or stop a collapse of the economy, because you have no agreement. You have a president who will veto anything the Republican House and Senate do. So even winning in November will not make a heck of a lot of difference until we win. win the presidency back in 2024, and that's a long time from now. I don't even know if we can last two more years. What's your reaction to what I just said?
Well, I think you're right, but Wayne, I've been in Washington, D.C. for a long time, and I know you keep track of everything that goes on around here as well as what's going on in Las Vegas and around the country. But from my perspective right now, gridlock is a good thing, because if we spend more money that we don't have, we go in deeper in debt, then the troubles just get bigger and bigger. You know, I was with Jim Jordan, the congressman in Ohio, who's a real fighter, and we were at an event the other day, and they talked about what they suspect of the election results are going to be. And, you know, The one question I asked Jim Jordan, not any specific policies, I said, are the Republicans ready to lead? Because, Wayne, you and I have been around long enough to know that, you know, we give them power in this Democratic Republic where we take our power, we loan it to people, and basically we expect them to exercise that power in a constitutional way. When they don't, and when they don't even fight, that's what gets Americans frustrated, and that's what gets Americans disappointed and discouraged, and so they don't participate. So I don't know if the Republicans are ready to lead. I will accept gridlock for the next two years if that's what we can get, and we can start formulating strategies toward moving toward 2024, and we can stop the administrative state using the appropriation process and the budget process, and we can have investigations that expose the corruption, the deep corruption that's in the executive branch and the administration right now. I think that would be helpful, but you're right. The ability to move forward is going to be limited by what's there in the White House right now.
Right, and one of the reasons I brought you on the show today is because of Florida. There's a lot at stake for Florida's workers this election. By the way, Florida has what I believe to be the best governor in the history of America. I don't think he's ever been a better governor in any state in America in history than Ron DeSantis. He is the greatest. Tell us what's at stake for Florida's workers this election, Mark Mix.
Yeah, well, Val Demings just came out today, and she talks about this PRO Act bill that's already passed the House of Representatives. It's basically with no testimony, no hearings, rammed to the floor by Nancy Pelosi last year. And, Wayne, this bill will do, the first thing it'll do is repeal all 27 right-to-work laws across the country, one in Nevada and then in Florida and then the 25 other states, by simply having the Senate pass a bill and Biden, who wants to sign it, get to his desk and say, no longer can workers choose whether or not they want to financially support a labor union. They will be forced to pay, and if they don't pay, they'll lose their jobs. Val Demings in Florida is a big sponsor of that bill. She's a co-sponsor of the bill in the House. She's voted for it. Marco Rubio, on the other hand, believes in employee rights. He believes in individual liberty, and he says that we ought to protect right to work, not only at the state level, but we ought to go farther. We ought to amend federal law and say that workers nowhere in America should be forced to pay dues. If you want to join a union, have at it. If you want to give your entire paycheck to a union, have at it. If you want to join together to amplify your voice, do it. Nothing in the law stops you from doing that. But the law in 23 states right now, Wayne, and 27 if this so-called PRO Act passes, it will say that you must pay a union official for the privilege of working, for the right to work in America. It's outrageous.
You know what, Mark? It's funny because you've always fought against this. You've always fought for workers' rights and freedom. And I've been a big fighter against vaccine mandates for the same reason. They remind me of the same story, right? It's the same thing. If you want the vaccine, get it. I'm not going to stop you from getting it. I may try my best to tell you I think it's dangerous and deadly, but I would never stop you. You have a right to take it. But if you don't want to take it, nobody should ever be able to force you. And I feel the exact same way about a union and union dues. You have every right to belong to a union. You have every right to pay union dues, but nobody should force you if you don't want to. You have every right to keep your job and not do it. You see the similarities between those two issues, right?
Absolutely. That mandate that comes down from the government is a problem, no matter what. And, you know, Wayne, I know that you are a great voice to the rank-and-file blue-collar workers out across the country, just like President Trump was. I mean, there's no way he would have been elected president of the United States if he hadn't won Wisconsin and Michigan, and rank-and-file union members would have voted for Donald Trump. And I know you agree with me on this. The difference of opinions and the power that union leaders, the top union bosses in Washington, D.C. and across the country, they are so out of step with rank-and-file American workers in this country, and the reason why they can be is because they have this federal privilege that allows them to force someone to associate with them as a condition of getting or keeping a job. It's outrageous, but the good news is the chasm is growing wider and wider as these radical union bosses, specifically the teachers union. I mean, we finally got a pretty good picture of what the top leadership of the NEA and the American Federation of Teachers looks like, and it's not a pretty picture. It really isn't. I think Americans are waking up to that, and I know your voice has been really an important voice for for those types of people that believe in the Second Amendment, that believe in borders and believe in sovereignty and believe in smaller government. Those are the rank-and-file union members across the country. They're not the union bosses, but they are the rank-and-file union members.
You know what's funny? There's a pattern there, too. You know, I told you it was a pattern between the issue of right to work and the issue of vaccine mandates. And there's also a pattern of what you're talking about with the union leaders being out of step with the actual union members, union workers. Because when I look at, like, policemen, like, I'm the biggest fan of policemen in the world, but I'm not really a fan of most police leaders, you know, the actual police chiefs around the United States of America. The leadership is really pretty crappy, and they're always liberal, and they're always for big government, and they always believe in things I don't believe in, and they do things I don't want them to do. But the cops are great. Same thing with the military. You give me a soldier, I'll show you a hero and a patriot. But now you give me a general like Miley. Am I pronouncing it right? Miley or Millie? That guy's a traitor as far as I'm concerned. Here's a guy who gave away, you know, information to China without the permission of the president. The leaders are no good. The generals and admirals are all politically correct and woke, and they're no good. And it's the same thing, leadership of everything, government, unions, military, police, even like hospitals. Most doctors I meet I like, but the guys who run the hospitals, they give them orders, say, you must give everyone the vaccine. They're no good. It's the leadership that's rotten to the core, bought off, bribed, bought and owned by China, you know, and the people under them are all good people.
Yeah, that's right. And the case studies that exhibit that, Wayne, are legion right now, particularly when you think about the Biden administration, you think about the amount of money that flowed from union coffers into his political campaign. I mean, if you're an operating engineer working on the Keystone Pipeline and you see that your money was used to support Joe Biden for president and a week into his administration, he puts you on the unemployment line, where's the justice in that? I mean, if you're in the energy business, you're out doing exploration or doing drilling on federal lands or whatever, where there's no leases anymore, and when we were once energy independent, because of the hard work of rank-and-file union members in Alaska, at Anwar, in Midland, Texas, and those places where they extract, you know, the energy that we need to grow as a country and grow opportunities for Americans, and your union officials are out there supporting a guy that's going to put you on the unemployment line. The coal business, same thing. I mean, the disconnect is really, it's stunning, that disconnect.
The disconnect of the politicians with the people is another great example. It's amazing. The people are all think one way, the silent majority one way, and then the people in leadership think a completely different way against us. It's really quite amazing. Mark Mix is the president of the National Right to Life, excuse me, Right to Work Committee, excuse me, National Right to Work Committee, a 2.8 member public policy organization that fights for freedom of workers like you and me. Thank you, Mark Mix. God bless you. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790.
206-868-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and un.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wayne Alaroot, I am, sometimes I get so worked up that even I need to take a break because I'm going to have a heart attack here. My God, the news is so fast and furious and hot and heavy. There's so much going on. It's crazy. And you can't keep up with it all and you can't process it all. It's demonic. It's demonic. It's just what's going on out there is Satan in charge. And I want to know when God is going to take back the United States of America. You know, I mean, Biden looks at all the problems, the open border, the massive crime wave, you know, 8 people stabbed on the Vegas Strip, 2 of them dead, showgirls dead, and this incredible, barbaric invasion of our border, and the retreat from Afghanistan, and the war in Ukraine that's about to lead to World War III, and the massive inflation, and all this guy can think of is, oh, I better pardon all the people who have committed marijuana crimes. Is that really? That's the top of your mind right in front of the election, really. You know, have you ever thought about taking care of the average middle-class person ever in your life, Joe Biden? Even though I know you're Mr. Middle Class, I know. You know, that's the biggest scam in the history of the world, Joe Biden's middle class, as his attorney general sends shock troops out to, you know, basically to arrest Catholic mothers and Catholic fathers protesting in front of abortion clinics. It's just absolutely a joke what's going on in our country. It is so scary and so sad and so weird what's happening in our country, and it's pathetic. It really is. By the way, the United States is buying $290 million worth of anti-radiation drugs for use in case of a nuclear emergency. I wonder why they're doing that. Could it be because Joe Biden's trying to cause World War III and there's going to be a nuclear conflagration? Is that why we're buying anti-radiation drugs? I know that in my whole life, you know, even though I always brag I'm a vitamin guy and I take 100 vitamins a day, the one vitamin I never bought is potassium iodide, and I just bought six bottles from a big vitamin company, six bottles of potassium iodide for me and my family, which is something that you take so that your thyroid does not absorb radiation in case of a nuclear attack. I am starting to get that worried about World War III and a nuclear attack right at this moment. So I will admit to you, I just bought six bottles of that stuff. Crazy. Crazy. Speaking of vitamins, Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I am Mr. Vitamin. I believe in vitamins. I believe vitamins have been the key to my success, my energy, my perfect health for decades. And I'm excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. It was founded by Dr. Group, who's been in business for over 20 years. And Dr. Group is actually one of President Trump's health advisors. And Dr. Group says one of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system and unlock your energy. That is why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. They sell every vitamin you can name, but their number one supplement at Global Healing is Oxy Powder. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut, and that's the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut, cleanse your body, change your life. Go to globalhealing.com/war. globalhealing.com/war. Order now. You get 15% off your Oxy Powder, 15% off any other vitamins you order, a 100% one-year money back guarantee, and you receive Dr. Group's emergency immune strengthening guide free. Here's another example of what the people in charge are doing. Catholic mother, and that's not in America, this is in England. Catholic mother is arrested in England in front of her children over anonymous posts on a chat room and Twitter posts. Carolyn Farrow is the mother of five, married to a Catholic priest. That's kind of weird. Married to a Catholic priest? I didn't know a woman could be married to a Catholic priest. So I don't even understand that. But in any case, as a Christian, her views on family and gender could be described as socially conservative. Her belief that men are born men and can't change to be women and vice versa are traditional views. But now such views, according to the police, are hate speech. On Monday evening, as she was making the family dinner, there was a knock on the door. This is in England now. It was the police. They told her she was being arrested for online content. And when she asked them if they had a warrant, the male officer pushed his way into the house saying they didn't need a warrant. They provided no evidence of her supposed crime, but told her that all electronic devices she had access to would be seized as evidence. The police even demanded access to her husband's parish office. So I don't know. Maybe there's a thing in England where you can be a parish priest and be married to a woman. I don't know. But which is the vicar's office in the church next door. His reply was no, because I don't trust the police. They simply radioed their superior, who immediately gave them permission to break in. So the police forced their way into the church property to take all electronic devices they could lay their hands on. These included their children's iPads, which they used for their homework. She was taken to a police station, stripped of all her jewelry, including the cross around her neck, and questioned about her supposed crime, held for hours, and shown online material the police accused her of sending. She denies it all. In fact, when these posts were made, she was playing the organ in church. Unbelievable what's going on in this country. So what if she did post them? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You can't say anymore in America that I believe in pro-life, that I believe it's murder to abort a child, that I believe that transgender ideology is disgusting, and I believe it's going to destroy our children. I don't want my children seeing it or hearing it or being exposed to it. That I don't want kindergartners hearing that Jack can be Jill and Jill can be Jack. Jack and Jill went up a hill and Jack came down as Jill. What are you kidding me? This crap is bizarre. We got to fight this with everything we've got. And critical race theory, you know, they call that hate speech too, I'm sure. Can you imagine? Wayne Root doesn't believe all white people are evil, and all white people are born evil. And Wayne Root doesn't believe American history is all evil. Wow, let's go arrest Wayne. It's coming. You better fight. It's coming.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Free.